AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hermine is moving closer to Florida's Gulf Coast.
It's life-threatening. We're going to see big storm surge. We're going to see a lot of rain. We're going to see flooding. We're going to see down power lines.
Governor Rick Scott is telling people to be prepared. He says Hermine may reach land as a Category 1 hurricane, but should not be taken lightly.
We're going to have storm surge, wind, rain. We're going to have flooding. All of this together and parts of it in, by itself are life-threatening. We have significant risk for tornadoes.
A hurricane warning is in effect for Florida's Big Bend from the Suwannee River to Mexico Beach. There are also warnings in effect along the Georgia coast as well. A tropical storm warning for Hawaii has been canceled after Tropical Storm Madeline moved to the south of Hawaii's Big Island. Back to Florida, authorities say three mosquitoes trapped in Miami Beach have tested positive for the Zika virus. It's the first time this has happened in the continental U.S. The State Agriculture Commission calls the development disappointing, but not surprising. No one was injured at Cape Canaveral in Florida today. A SpaceX rocket and a satellite were destroyed by an explosion during a test firing of the rocket. The satellite was part of a plan by Facebook to bring internet service to areas of sub-Saharan Africa. In a speech to the American Legion in Cincinnati, Donald Trump says he wants to promote pride and patriotism in schools.
We will stop apologizing for America, and we will start celebrating America.
Campaigning in New Hampshire, Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine says Donald Trump caved and choked by failing to talk about his demands that Mexico pay for a border wall during his meeting yesterday with Mexico's president. On Wall Street, a mixed showing. Stocks are lower for the Dow Jones Industrials, down 14 points. This is AP Radio News. A mix-up at JetBlue Airlines. Two children, both 5 years old, flew alone and were sent to the wrong families.
Attorney Sanford Rubenstein says Maribel Martinez was waiting for her 5-year-old son Andy at JFK Airport when JetBlue delivered the wrong child.
When she goes to see the child, she says, "That's not my child."
Andy was visiting family in the Dominican Republic. He was put on the plane with an ID wristband and his passport. But instead of ending up home in New York, he was switched with another 5-year-old and flown to Boston.
This is a mother's worst nightmare coming to real life. It's something no person should have to go through.
JetBlue says it's investigating the mix-up. Julie Walker, New York.
Georgetown University in Washington is going to give preference in admissions to descendants of slaves owned by Jesuit priests in Maryland. It's an effort to atone for profiting from the sale of slaves back in 1838. Georgetown is a Jesuit-run university. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.